We're so delighted. We have New York Times best-selling author Rachel Gibson with us. I know people who like to read have read one of her books, The Art of Running in Heels, Just Kiss Me. We've been fans. And we just finished How Lulu Lost Her Mind, your latest book. Fantastic, Rachel.
Thanks. Thanks, girl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thanks. So give people the setup of How Lulu Lost Her Mind.
Well, Lulu is a very successful career woman. She's built a business being, you know, a matchmaker kind of, and has books about, you know, relationships. And she was forced to give it all up to take care of her mother who has Alzheimer's. And it's challenging. You know, I think all relationships with mothers, I mean, I think so, mm-hmm. are kind of challenging in one way or another. But especially when, you know, a relationship maybe hasn't been the best, and then you suddenly, you know, you have to put your life on hold to take care of your mother and that, you know, the end stages of her life.
It's really, you know, your book is, I mean, it was such a charming and heartwarming story, because it is something that, you know, most of us are going to have to deal with one, if not both of our parents. And I loved your setting, I loved the romance and it was just, I don't know how you keep coming up with Ellen Hildebrand. I mean, you ladies are prolific.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm actually not considered very prolific.
You're not?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my background is romance novels, and I wrote one book a year. And usually in that genre, you know, two books is a normal. Three books is, you know, what a lot of women do. So I'm actually not, but probably, you know, in other genres I would be considered prolific, but I kind of wish I was more prolific, but I can't.
I think you are. We love your books. We've been fans for a long time, Rachel.
Thank you.
There's something about, you know, what is the daughter's name? I read it so long
Lulu.
Ago.
Lulu, duh. Our protagonist.
And she's the love guru, and how she's go, 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 and how her life just has to completely stop. And it kind of is about what's happened for a lot of people during these times. A lot of people are go, 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 and everyone's life has just had to take a pause in kind of more the arts and entertainment area, and everyone's kind of stuck with themselves. But I think...
Even if you're not in arts and entertainment, you're stuck with yourself.
You really are.
That's true.
But her finding her joy in her mom, where it was always whatever her mom said felt mean and angry. And then she kind of, through her mom's Alzheimer's, they got to have some super sweet times. You know, if anyone has parents who have, you know, memory loss or anything, it was so sweet. We loved this book and we read it like in a night.
Well, thank you.
People are going to love it.
Yeah, you know, I took three women that I know. I mean, Patricia is an amalgamation of three women that I know that have some sort of dementia or some phase of Alzheimer's in their lives. And, you know, it was sad and sweet and kind of entertaining to get to know those women and to kind of just make them all into that one person. Mm-hmm. And, she ended up being so much more multifaceted than I thought she would be.
Yeah, even as you were writing it.
Yes. I write by seizing my pants. Some people write by outlines, but when I start a book, I really don't know who the characters are or how they're going to get where they need to go. I just kind of write it, so I get to know them as I write along, and so it's interesting to see how they roll out.
Where do you write, Rachel? I mean, do you have a little nook? Do you go to a coffee shop? Do you write? I just am curious where you are when you're writing.
I have an office in my house, and I've tried to write at different areas because, you know, it just sounds so cool to write in a coffee shop, right? But it's so distracting for me. I would get nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to have the house quiet and just be in my own head, and I can't be pulled out of it by something.
Right.
So,
I can't remember, Rachel, have any of your books been made into movies?
But they should be, right? I mean, what the heck is going on with that?
I don't know.
I know.
Is it just because they get optioned and then they never get made? I mean, that's what a lot of authors tell us. They're like, oh, yeah, people option, and then whether or not it gets made is, you know, the big thing.
Well, Well, sadly, embarrassing to admit, I've never had one of those options.
I'm not, damn it! I want Reese Witherspoon to option How Lulu Lost Her Mind. She's a Southern girl. I feel like she would know how to produce this movie, cast the character. Mm-hmm. I have already decided Blythe Danner needs to be Patricia.
I think so. And, you know, if you know Reese, hey.
I will. We'll tweet her the book and just tell her to consider it, because I do think that she would like making this story, because, it's just got everything.
I thought so, too. I thought someone like Reese Witherspoon or maybe Sandra Bullock would have kind of an insight into kind of the, you know, that sort of, you know, Southern plus, you know, emotional type of and humorous. Mm-hmm. Sort of story.
Right.
So, sadly, I don't know anyone. So,
well, we'll tweet her, because Rachel, we tried to find you on Twitter, but we couldn't find you.
Oh, well, I had to get off Twitter.
Why?
Well, it's such a distraction.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
It is. And then people can, you know, just mean tweet you, and, you know, you can't say anything back. They can be, you know, hide. You don't know who they are, and it's just you know, drop bombs on your day,
right?
Your whole day's ruined.
Yeah,
that's a nasty tweet. So, for my own sanity, I had to get off the Twitter.
Yeah, right. I totally. Well, we're gonna tweet the Goodreads picture of your book, or mm-hmm. we'll go to Simon and Schuster. We'll get your picture, and we'll just tweet. Not that we have any pull with Reese, but at least she can know about it, because we know she does option.
She does,
and she's got a book club. So maybe someone in her circle could read it and see the pleasure in How Lulu Lost Her Mind.
Yeah, I thought I was very, very pleased and happy with, you know, the book and how it turned out. And, you know, like every book I write, it's a struggle and painful to write it for me. I mean, not like emotionally, but like, you know, finding the words.
Right.
You know, you stare at the blank computer screen all day. So, it's, you know, so when it comes out and I really love it and it's good at that, I'm really pleased with myself. And that doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, so that's good. Is Lulu the Love Guru based on anybody? The only I couldn't even really think if there's been.
I know.
Who would it be? Is there anybody?
No, I just had to make her up.
Okay.
I don't, you know, why she was a Love Guru, I don't know, you know. It just sounded like a fun job, you know?
It really did. It's like, why isn't someone doing this? Why? I thought, who is the Love Guru right now? And I thought, well,
I don't know.
There is a one.
No. Well, maybe you guys can take it over.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, we are matchmakers, let me tell you.
Are you?
Well, kind of. Yeah. I mean, Julia accidentally matched me up with her brother. She was reluctant, but I ended up marrying him, and we'd been friends for years before I married her brother, and she wasn't all that excited about being a Love Guru, but she accidentally was.
Well, you know, because that could turn out really bad.
Yes.
Yes, that was my thought initially.
I'm so glad it didn't, though.
They've been together like 23 years. How many years, Lori?
22 years.
So it all worked out well.
So I guess it did work out, didn't it?
It did. So Rachel, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Rachel Gibson. Her latest book is How Lulu Lost Her Mind. Is there a, you know, we always ask our authors, what's the last great book that you read?
Oh, you know, I always go back to my fallback book, which is I always reread Gone with the Wind for some reason.
Oh,
I actually read a lot of nonfiction for research, mm-hmm. and I read books, but, you know, I'm a writer, so it's kind of hard to not pick apart a book, mm-hmm. really, and not see why an author did that. And where it's going and figure it out. So, you know, I like science fiction a lot, because mm-hmm. It's not what I do.
Right.
It's a whole different brain. So like Simon R. Green is some of those really good science fiction writers, but at heart I'm a romance reader and writer. So I always pick a book with some romance elements in it.
Listen, you're good at it.
Yeah, and Gone with the Wind, I mean, it is, first and foremost, it is an epic, sweeping romance novel. And Margaret Mitchell, mm-hmm. she, you know, she really wrote an incredible book, even though it's got, you know, some people get mad at it, but it's the time it was. So, you know.
You can't get mad at how history was.
Right.
You can look at it and say, we want to do better, but you can't get angry like and not, you know, I think you just have to take it, read history, and see where we are now and in a different place.
Rachel, we have to ask you, because we had this author on. I mean, I'm talking, we've been on the air 18 years, and this must be a dozen years ago, but... I think Julia found the book because she knew I was a Gone with the Wind, that I'd read that book, and I've, you know, read it a number of times. But we had a book on called Rhett Butler's People.
You have to read this book
because Gone with the Wind, and the Margaret Mitchell Estate gave this guy the approval for him to imagine everything from the point of view from Rhett Butler and his people. That side of the story.
It's so good.
Is it? Because I read another Gone with the Wind book that came out kind of a sequel to Gone with the Wind that she didn't write, but I forget who.
This isn't a sequel. It is just simply taking the whole book. It's very clever because it's imagining why did Rhett Butler, why was he, you know, a black sheep in the,
right,
and where his family
it's
was
his
from.
Story.
It's his story, and it was written by a guy. And
it was Donald McCraig, and it came out in 2007. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's good.
Just because you like Gone with the Wind, we're going to give you a book recommendation.
And he is, Rhett Butler is one of the most fascinating male characters ever written. You just so, you know, he's mysterious, and yet he doesn't have to come out and tell you how much he loves Charlotte. You can tell by his actions and what he says, and he's just so well developed.
Yeah, he really is.
Well, thank
Rachel,
you so much.
Keep writing. We'll keep reading. The book is thank How you. Lulu Lost Her Mind. And we'll just tweet Reese and see what she says. And we've got a couple copies to give away.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. 651-641-1071. We'll be right back.